Constraints on Moon's Orbit 3.2 Billion Years Ago from Tidal Bundle Data, by Tom Uhlenfeld et al. The angular momentum of the Earth-Moon system was initially dominated by Earth's rotation with a short solar day of around 5 hours duration. Since then, Earth gradually transferred angular momentum through tidal friction to the orbit of the Moon, resulting in an increasing orbital radius and a deceleration of Earth's rotation. Geologic observations of tidal deposits can be used to verify and constrain models of lunar orbital evolution. In this work, we re-examine the oldest tidal record suitable for analysis from the Moody's Group, South Africa, with an age of 3.22 billion years. Time frequency analysis of the series of thicknesses of the sandstone shale layers yields a periodicity of 15.0 layers, taking into account the possibility of missing laminae. Assuming a mixed tidal system, the duration of two NEAP spring NEAP cycles was 30.0 lunar days for dominant semi-diurnal or 30.0 sidereal days for dominant diurnal tides. We derive the relationship between this observation and the past Earth-Moon distance and revisit related published work. We find that the Earth-Moon distance 3.2 billion years ago was about 70. This was Constraints on Moon's Orbit 3.2 Billion Years Ago from Tidal Bundle Data, by Tom Uhlenfeld et al.